Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Benny the Butcher and 38 Special Trust the Sopranos. Not going to give y'all no bio on this one. It's Benny the fucking Butcher, bro. Do you know how many damn Benny the Butcher slash Griselda Project slash 38 Special slash Che Noir slash Buffalo New York projects we done damn reviewed here as an audio podcast and also as a Dead End Hip Hop YouTube channel review as well. So I'm not going to give you no damn bio. And also, look, man, we've been reviewing a whole bunch of stuff. Let us know. Hit me up on Twitter and IG, bro. I'm too lazy to go back through all of the damn projects that we done reviewed. Did we review Immunity as a single Sunday?
Yeah, I think we did.
But hit us up. Let me know. Because I know as soon as I put this on, I heard that song. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I heard this before. With that being said, I think we did, Ken, because we were talking about that was that special Benny flow on this.
Yep.
And I think we both loved this that song. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that they were going to have a project that they was going to put that on. I really just thought it was going to be a single.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, bet. Yeah, see, yeah. I was too lazy. Ken checked it up.
Yeah, I just did a search. It came up on Spotify. Okay. Something called Luminary Podcast. I know Luminary. That's interesting. Okay.
But yeah, definitely a compilation. So it's not just Benny the Butcher and 38 Special. El Camino's all over this. Ransom's on this multiple times. Che Noir, Class Murder, Am Pacino, Heme, Rick Hyde. So it was Chase Fetty. So there's a lot of motherfuckers in a 10-song, 31-minute project. So I feel like it felt a little crammed. Also, I was asking Ken off air, like, did Benny rap on everything? Because I thought I was tripping, and he didn't. There's about 3 or 4 songs where Benny didn't rap on this, which is understandable when you got so many fucking people such a short amount of time. But I'm cool with that. It's a compilation, right? Like, so I'm okay with that. With it being short, sweet, simple, to the point, I fuck with it. Nothing over the top, nothing super special. Just good boom bap or new boom bap type music. I love 38 Special. As a producer, I'm loving him more and more. I was first introduced to 38 Special more so as a rapper. And, you know, a couple of times he does spit on here. It's pretty dope. But Che Noir, bro, hey. I feel like she is one of them people that just, if she's on it, bro, you better bring your best, and it still might not be enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this. I think it was good to... Yeah, I think adjusting my mindset to it being a compilation helps out a lot because it did feel not as cohesive and a little disjointed with some of the songs, good songs, but in terms of sequencing and stuff, it's like, okay, what is, you know, going on? Mm-hmm. And I was just under the impression that it was just Benny and 38 Special, and they just got some guest niggas on here, whatever. Yeah. So we did Immunity. Corner, I was not a fan of. I don't like the beat.
Yeah, too slow.
Yeah, it was just kind of weird, especially coming right after
Immunity. Yep.
But Price of Fame picked it right back up. And I thought Ransom was really good on this shit.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. He killed this shit. Even Tokyo Drift, I don't think I'm that hot on.
No, I can see that one too.
Yep.
But you know what this project did for me, Ken? Because I do like Rick Hyde and Heme, which is part of BSF. And that's Benny the Butcher's imprint. I'm starting to be able to tell who's who now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I like that because I like them both. But when we did that BSF project earlier in the year, I'm like, well, I don't know who's who. Y'all niggas sound dope, but I didn't know who's who. So now that I'm starting to hear them a little bit more, I can tell the difference. So I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, honestly, I really don't have a lot to say. on this.
Yeah.
I, like, because it's nothing outside of Immunity and Benny's verse on that, nothing was like extra stellar outside of that and Che Noir.
Yeah, I was somewhat disappointed because I was like, damn, man, like, where's that Benny moment? I don't feel like I had the Benny moment.
We didn't.
And, you know, that's because he always set the bar so high. But, yeah, so I just started kind of just tuning in to other guys. Like, again, like Ransom on Spineless, I thought he was really fucking dope as shit. I was – Che Noir, I fucks with her heavy. I was somewhat disappointed that her first feature had a verse or lines that I've heard before. And it was off her album because she started talking about church and God being pale and saying that, you know, if you don't pay attention to the books, you only get what's fed to you. And I was like, man, I've heard that before.
Oh, so you went back.
Yeah, it was yeah, that I was like, oh no, you're not, like, I don't know how it went down. Like, they put it on her album first or whatever. She gave it to them.
Yeah.
She didn't think they were going to use it or something like that. But it still sounded nasty on that fucking beat, though. So, I like her so much. I just wanted, knew her. But yeah, I thought she was really good on Love Left. So she kind of made up for it. And El Camino had a good verse on something. What was it? Which one it was? Shit, I can't remember. I think it may have been Blue Money. Mm. Blue Money. And because that was a dope track too. But yeah, man, I think it's just them just getting in the lab, doing what they do. Yeah,
just together.
Solid production all the way around. Mm. You know, solid lyrics. I think everybody has some performances. I think Ransom stole the show on here.
I do too.
You know
what it feels like, Ken? This almost feels like a highlight reel for the others.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And I think, you know, the name, and because it's interesting, you put Benny the Butcher first.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I think this was a marketing plan.
Yeah,
let's get together. Let's put something real quick. Boom, boom, boom. You know, I'm going to send you a beat, put a verse on there. Boom, boom. We're going to chop it up, make it short. And we're going to really feature a lot of the.
Yeah, because it feels like it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yep.
So, and I don't follow Benny38 or any of them other niggas on Twitter or Instagram like that. So, they may have posted about it. I'm sure they did.
Nah, I follow Benny.
Okay.
And Benny is really good on his marketing. So, like, anytime there's new merch, there's a new song, a new feature, somebody mention him that's big, he puts it on his IG. And I have not seen this on his IG recently. Now, hey, look, you know, I've been working a lot. Between Dead and Hip Hop and my normal job, so I haven't been on the socials like that. But typically, like it, he's one of the people that always pulls up in my feed first. So, and I haven't seen anything about this. So,
okay, well, anyway, more of them, it's good.
Yeah,
I fuss with it.
Yeah, it's one of those that I wouldn't necessarily recommend to anybody. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase that. I would only recommend it to Benny and Griselda fans. But if you haven't even heard them, this is not where you start on the train. No. You, like, this has to be once you've done bought into the ecosystem of Griselda. And then you can come to this and be like, oh, okay. But if you start here, you would tell us that them niggas the wackest niggas ever. And again, this is not saying that this is a whack project, but with all of the attention and notoriety and everything that they get, if I tell you to start here, you're going to look at me like I'm crazy. So, nah, don't start here. Don't start here. Start with the plugs I met. Shit. Or the plugs I met too. Or Tana Talk 3. You could, any one of those three right there, you could start there and then work your way anywhere else. But pretty short project, Ken. I'm not going to give no favorites. I don't know if you want
to. Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, cool. But look, man, again, we appreciate the support. We're doing about 1,000 downloads a day. Continue to help us grow organically. Share this podcast review with at least one other person, friend, family, coworker. It doesn't matter. Just share with one person. Put it in a text thread. Also, continue to support us monetarily through Cash App and PayPal. We, again, love you guys. And tomorrow we will have another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.